Communications management. Rich Dad would say, the better at communicating you are, and the more people you communicate to, the better your cash flow will be. This is why communications management is the next level up on the business and investment triangle. He would also say, to be good at communications, you first need to be good at human psychology. You never know what motivates people. Just because something makes you excited does not mean it makes others excited. To be good at communications, you need to know what buttons to push. Different people have different buttons. He also said, many people are talking, but only a few are listening. He also said, the world is filled with fabulous products, but the money goes to the best communicators. As a general policy, Rich Dad attended one communication seminar a year. I continue in that tradition. I have always noticed that soon after I attend the seminar, my income increases. Over the years, I have attended courses on sales, marketing systems, advertising, negotiations, public speaking, direct mail advertising, running seminars, and raising capital. I have recommended that people join a network marketing company to gain sales experience. Some network marketing organizations have excellent communications and sales training programs. I have seen shy, introverted individuals come out as powerful and effective communicators who are no longer afraid of rejection or ridicule. That thick-skin mindset is vital for anyone in the business owner quadrant, especially when your personal communication skills are not yet polished. I still remember my first sales call on the street along Waikiki Beach. After spending about an hour working up the nerve to knock on the door, I finally got in to see the owner of a small tourist trinket store. He was an older gentleman who had seen new salespeople like me for years. After stammering and sweating through my memorized sales pitch on the benefits of a Xerox copier, all he did was laugh. After he was through laughing, he said, "Son, you're the worst I've ever seen. But keep going, because if you can get over your fears, your world will be very bright. If you quit, you may wind up like me, sitting behind this counter 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, waiting for tourists to come in. I wait here because I am too afraid to go out and do what you're doing. Get through your fears, and the world will open up. Give in to your fears, and your world will get smaller every year." To this day, I give thanks to that wise older man. After I began to overcome my fear of selling, Rich Dad had me join the Toastmasters organization to learn to overcome my fear of speaking in front of large groups. When I complained to Rich Dad, he would say, "All great leaders are great public speakers. Leaders of great businesses need to be great speakers. If you want to be a leader, you must be a speaker. Today, I can speak comfortably to tens of thousands of people in convention halls because of my training in sales and my early training from the Toastmasters organization." The difference between sales and marketing. While still on the subject of communications, Rich Dad insisted that I know the difference between sales and marketing. He would say, the biggest mistake that most people make when it comes to communications is that they say sales and marketing. That is why they suffer with low sales or poor communications with staff and investors. The real statement should prioritize sales above marketing. He notes, if a business has strong and convincing marketing, the sales will come easily. If the business has weak marketing, the company must spend a lot of time and money and work very hard at gathering sales. He adds, sales is what you do in person, one-on-one. Marketing is sales done via a system. To be a business owner on the B side, you need to learn how to sell through a system, which is called marketing. And the three key ingredients to that system are identifying a need, providing a solution, and answering the customer's question, "What's in it for me?" Systems management. The human body is a system of systems. So is a business. The human body is made up of a blood system, oxygen system, food system, waste system, etc. If one of those systems stops, there is a good chance the body will be crippled or die. The same is true with a business. A business is a complex system of interoperating systems. In fact, each item listed on the business and investment triangle is a separate system that is interlinked into the overall business the triangle represents. It is difficult to separate the systems because they are interdependent. It is also difficult to say that one is more important than another. For any business to grow, individuals must be accountable for each of the systems, and a general overall director must be in charge of making sure all the systems operate to their highest capacity. When reading a financial statement, I'm like a pilot sitting in the cockpit of the plane, reading the gauges from all the operating systems. If one of the systems begins to malfunction, emergency procedures must be implemented. So many small startup businesses, or S-quadrant businesses, fail because the operator of the system has too many systems to monitor and take care of. When one system fails, such as when cash flow dries up, all the other systems begin to fail almost simultaneously. It is like when a person gets a cold and fails to take care of him or herself. Pneumonia soon sets in, and if it's not treated, the person's immune system begins to break down. Every business, whether large or small, needs to have systems in place to enable it to conduct its day-to-day activities. Even a sole proprietor has to wear different hats to conduct his or her business. In essence, the sole proprietor is all systems in one. The better the system, the less dependent you become on others. As I often tell people, look at McDonald's as an example. It is the same everywhere in the world, and it is run by teenagers. This is possible because of the excellent systems in place. McDonald's depends on systems, not people. For a detailed summary of the different systems you might implement within your business, refer to the printed version of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing.